What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Vroom, vroom,
zoom,
vroom,
vroom,
zoom,
vroom,
zoom,
zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom, zoom.
How's my mic?
And then the guy in last place.
Zoom.
The guy driving the White Sox car.
Oh my gosh, Mel.
What was that?
I felt so bad.
Why? What happened?
So there was a White Sox car in the NASCAR race.
I wonder, who do you know who that belonged to?
I don't, actually. Do you? I'm going to...
No, I can't. I'm sorry. I took a minute there, but I was trying to do numbers.
There was no Cubs car, okay?
All right.
So instantly you're thinking, okay, look, Sox get the upper hand. Sox get some exposure in this town more than the Cubs, you know? Because I know, like, the Cubs are kind of like the media darling. They get all the attention.
They do.
Ty Dillon.
Ty Dillon. Okay.
Ty Dillon.
Thank Which you. Is funny because normally there's no ties in baseball, folks. So
I've never
that
been
one
madder.
Was a stretch. That one was
stretch.
Oh, stretch! Another baseball pun.
Melissa loved that one a little bit more.
Nice. Are you sure it wasn't a full windup? All right. So Mel, we had. So you're thinking, okay, this is great. Sox finally getting kind of one up on the Cubs.
Sure.
Mel, I'd be lying if I didn't say during the entire, not the entire race, but most of it, a good chunk of the race, that White Sox car was in dead last.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Just coming up the rear.
God bless it.
Seriously?
Yeah, it felt like the AL Central.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Last place on the track, but number one in your heart.
Right? Oh. Right.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah, it was almost like Tony La Russa was behind the wheel, which
Hope
you
not.
Never want to see.
Oh, gosh.
He got caught with multiple DUIs before.
Weird.
Yeah. Explaining the joke for those who don't follow sports as closely as Kyle and I.
Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Was the whole car black and white?
Yeah, and it was like pinstriped and it had White Sox right there on the side. It was cool. It's a cool looking car.
Yeah.
And you know me, I love black and white. Like, those are like...
Oh, really?
Mostly black.
Yeah.
I love black. It's
black or gray for you.
Did you guys know that?
I think so.
Yeah.
Seen it.
I like to wear black.
Knew it from day one.
Yeah. So, you know, which is funny because it's like, you know, like I lean Cubs. I like the Sox a lot, but I lean Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the Sox unis. And honestly, if the Sox were like yellow and brown or something like the Padres or something, I don't think I'd be as big of a Sox fan as I am. I think it's the uniform colors that make me want to see them do well.
And I actually enjoy football games more because of when the uniforms are good.
And it translated well to a car in NASCAR, the black and white.
It did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what one was my favorite though?
What?
When they sent us a picture of the US 99 NASCAR.
Oh, yeah.
That looked really good.
I know. Mm-hmm.
It looked really good.
What could have been,
vroom,
you know?
Vroom, 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 vroom. I would drive the US 99 car.
No, you wouldn't.
NASCAR race. No,
not,
I wouldn't.
Not very well.
I'd be terrified. Yeah, I'd be
Can you
in
drive
last place behind the White Sox
Can
car.
You drive stick?
No.
What?
You know what's funny? Did I ever tell you this story? I valet parked cars.
Oh, you mentioned that before, but...
And
oh, so...
I didn't know how to drive stick. I had a friend take me to a parking lot at like a rundown like Piggly Wiggly. And I said, can you teach me stick? And she did. And I started to get a grasp of it, like enough to at least start the job as a valet.
Okay.
But I was not good at it. It's not easy.
Well, here's the thing about driving a stick car is that every single one of them are different. They're the same but different.
Yeah.
So the amount of pressure you pull off the pedal to the amount of gas you press down with your right foot, you have to have that right balance. And some cars you just need a little and some you need a lot. And so there's a big adjustment from car to car when you drive a stick.
Well, I was fortunate enough to where it's like sticks were kind of starting to be phased out a little bit when I started this. This was 10, 12 years ago that I was working this job. And most cars were automatics, especially rental cars, which it was at a hotel. So most cars were rental cars. But one day I get asked, hey, can you run up and bring this car down? So I run up, get in the car, and I look down. It's a stick. And I'm like, oh, crap. What am I going to do? So luckily, I was in the parking garage, about three levels up. Parking garages, for the most part.
Oh, my gosh. And you're in the parking garage.
Slanted down. So I put the thing into coast. And I just, neutral, I guess. And I... Just start coasting
down.
And I just start coasting, and I coast down three levels, and then on the final level from the first level down to the main level, there's one big ramp, and at the end of that ramp is the kind of like we have here at our work parking garage where it's the key card where you like either swipe your key card or you pay at the thing, and then the arm goes up and you can drive out. Well, there was no way for me to physically swipe my key card fast enough for the arm to go out while I'm coasting.
So you had to stop.
I had to come to a complete stop.
Okay.
And if you've ever driven a stick, you know when you come to a complete stop, like you have to like shift down or whatever. I clearly don't even know.
You just have to. Well, if you were in neutral.
I was in neutral, yeah.
If your stick was in neutral, all you need is the brake.
Well, and so, so I braked. But then the car stalled out.
Oh.
And the guy's standing right there.
Oh. Did it jerk or did it just stall?
Well, it kind of jerked, and like then I started it back up again and then tried to get going, and then it stalled out a second time. And at that point he was like, you know what, I got it. And he came and grabbed his car, and it was the most embarrassing thing. From that moment forward, if I ran up and saw a car was a stick, I ran back down. I was like, hey, you got to go take this one. It was bad.
Question to that story. Did he then still give you a tip?
Ooh, good question.
I think, but probably not near as much as he would have. It was probably a couple of bucks, if even that.
Yeah. He's probably like, this guy's going to ruin my car.
Tip. Honestly, I didn't deserve one. Mm-hmm. It was... I still to this day have no idea how to drive a stick.
In this day and age, are you less of a man if you don't know how to drive a stick?
I don't think any of my friends know how to drive a stick. Maybe a couple do, but...
Yeah, in this day and age, I want to say but back in that day, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
12 years ago?
Yeah, you needed to know how to drive a stick if you were a dude. And I was a dude and had no idea.
I used to love driving a stick.
Really? So you know how?
Oh, yeah, I was really... Well,
right, like, could you still do it? Like, if I gave you a car right now, and it was...
Oh, absolutely. I loved it. That's all I had in high school was a stick.
Really?
My car was a stick car. And but it was something about, like, having that constant movement, that control, that kind of thing. But then, as I got older, I was like, if you were on hills and stuff, like your leg would start hurting. If there was a ton of stop and go where you were in traffic, stop, go, stop, go, stop, go, you know, because you'd have to take off.
Yeah.
Then you have to stop. You have to take off and you have to stop. And my leg would be like, oh my God, enough of this. And after that, I was like, I'm never going to get a stick car again.
So do we think that's why there was a pile up during the NASCAR race? All the turns, all the braking.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I honestly, I did not even think about that, of like how they have to shift up and down into gears.
Yeah.
Just to get going.
Constantly.
Kyle, I have a NASCAR question. I don't actually know if you have the answer, even though you are the NASCAR expert.
If it is a car question, I'm not going to know.
Oh, it is.
What? What? What's
I was going to ask if he knew how many gears a NASCAR race car has.
No.
Six.
That's yeah. your guess?
No, it's, I know.
Are you lying right now?
You don't know.
You'll never know.
You'll never know.
I thought you would know, Kyle.
I don't.
I think it's easily Googleable.
Mm-hmm. Don't semis have like 18 gears?
What? No. They don't get up that fast. I think it's based on how fast your car can go.
Semis?
Austin yeah. was right.
Six, right?
NASCARs have NASCAR cars wow. have 5 forward gears plus 1 reverse gear.
Wow. How about that?
Wow. NASCAR expert.
Wow.
What did you think of the race, Austin?
That was pretty good.
Just just read this out loud.
Standard semi-trucks typically have 10 gears. However, it is not unusual for big rigs to have 13, 15.
Or...
I can't read.
You
I can't
can
see.
Read it.
No, I can't see
just
that.
Just read it.
I can't
it.
See that bottom line.
You can read it.
I can't see that
or
bottom line.
Or 18 gears. They can have 18 gears. It's insane. I can't imagine trying to drive that.
Why do they need that many gears?
I don't know. I don't know if it's like the heavier the load, the more they need like a slow start to have 18 gears if you're like hauling something really heavy.
But like, you have to go from like 1 to 2 to 3 to 3 to 4, right? When you're shifting up. So like, are you ever shifting up to 18 gears?
I would think 18 would be like...
If you're hauling like a huge load?
I guess. But I do know sometimes, I don't know if I was supposed to do this, even in my stick shift, I would go from 1 to 3 if I was going fast enough.
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Yeah, you can do that.
Can you do that?
Yeah, because you have full control.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't even think it hurts the engine, to be honest with you.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I don't know if I trust you.
You never trust me.
I don't trust you.
You didn't believe
well,
that there
especially
were
18
gears.
When it comes to not hurting
engines. This is the best
engines.
Part. When Melissa's right about something, she'll come back to them. You didn't believe when I knew that there was 18 gears.
Yeah.
So now she expects us just to believe everything she says.
I know.
The rest of the
right.
day.
Well, why would I believe anything you guys say? Because you're always pranking me. I don't believe anything you guys say now. Like, absolutely nothing.
I retired from pranks. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. What if I told you we didn't even go to the NASCAR race on Sunday?
I would know you were lying.
How?
Because I saw your posts.
Were we in the posts?
Were you in the posts? That's a good question.
Mm. Wow.
Mm. Yeah. Austin, you were, and I don't think Kyle
Oh, I was?
Was.
In what post?
Your posts on social media.
I didn't post anything from the NASCAR race.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Then it was Kyle that I saw. But I don't believe you because you never tell me the truth anyway.
I didn't post anything from NASCAR. In fact, I'm kind of regretting it. I kind of wish I would have bragged that I was there. If I was there.
I was there, and it was a great event. That makes it sound like I wasn't there.
No, yeah.
No, I got, I mean.
Right, no. Try and say it like you were there. Like,
I did get press
like
passes.
You're not making so up that you were not
I did
there.
Get to go, and I got to enjoy it. It was fun to be the NASCAR expert. And check it out.
Okay, see, that last little bit made it seem like you were lying. There's the little bit
well,
that he's like,
ask me anything about the race.
Okay.
How many laps were there?
It was quite a few.
Okay. Good answer. Quite a few.
You can't argue that. There were quite a few.
If I just be intentionally vague, it is great. Like, there are going to be people who are like, I don't think he won.
How many cars were in it?
Whew, there were a number of them. And they had numbers on them, too, I bet.
I bet. I bet.
I'm glad you got that.
What time did the race finish?
Whew, you know, time is nothing but a number, Mel.
Yeah, it's a construct, honestly.
Honestly.
I don't live my life by time.
You know, some were going down. Party was just beginning. But it was 5 o'clock somewhere.
It was 5 o'clock somewhere. You know what's funny is that's not always true.
No, but it's a funny thing to say.
Because sometimes it's...
But it never
sometimes
says it's
5:42 somewhere.
Yeah, but like at the same time, it never says it's 5 p.m.
Like
somewhere.
Right now, it is 5:03 somewhere. It is not 5 o'clock anywhere.
That should be an app. Like, let's keep this between ourselves and our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
That should be an app. 5 o'clock somewhere. That way when someone's like, where is it 5 o'clock?
Oh, it just tells you?
Just tells you.
Just always tells you where mm-hmm. it's 5 o'clock?
That probably already exists. But well, I mean, it kind of is, except the fact that all you have to do is like there's a time.
Yeah, you're
not time change app, but like a time zone app.
Yeah,
you are. Yeah, but you're doing it a long.
It only tells you. It doesn't tell you what time it is in France or you know New Zealand. It tells you what time, what country it's 5 o'clock right now.
Hmm.
It's the dumbest
app
ever.
Darn it.
It's only purpose.
Somebody thought of our idea and stole it.
Already?
Yeah.
That's what we have way too many subscribers to this podcast. If you're listening to us right now, unsubscribe from this podcast. We have way too many.
If you guys are curious.
To the point where they're stealing our ideas before we get even
published. It's 5 o'clock in Algiers.
What is this?
Oh. Algiers,
it's 5 o'clock.
Man, they're getting so loose right now.
All you have to do now is ask AI, anyway, ChatGPT.
What did ChatGPT think of the NASCAR race? Because it wasn't there. I was there, some are saying.
Mm.
Are you ChatGPT?
Hey, people are asking. Never seen us
what
in the same
this
room
What if this whole time
together?
Kyle was ChatGPT? And we're like, Kyle, what do you do when you go home from work? He's like, nothing. I definitely don't go home and answer questions. Billions of questions from users.
Why do you
online.
Think I look so strung out all the time? Just answering all these questions.
That would be a buzzkill this whole time. Kyle was just ChatGPT.
A buzzkill?
No offense.
I think it would make our show better.
Well, if you are ChatGPT, come out and say it. Because then it would. Yeah, you're right. It would bring a lot of publicity to
the
show.
Yeah, but like you can't just like come out and say it. That's against the rules. That's against the contract.
What rules?
Yeah, who's making up those rules?
I've said too much. The NASCAR race was great. We'll do it again.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you.
Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.